I was never the most athletic kid. In school, gym class was something I looked toward with absolute dread. It's not that I was completely out of shape, or that I made a fool out of myself, though most of the time I swore the latter. There were simply those who were better than I. I knew where my strengths were, and all of my passion was stuffed quite fervently into art and music. I was a dreamer, and when forced into what I felt was a constant competition, I was a fish out of water. There were, however, days I didn't mind, and one of those days was parachute day. There was something entirely calming about that, the fact that it didn't really require any impressive athletic ability, and that I could be part of such without thinking I was somehow going to trip over my own feet. There was a safety within there, and odd as it may sound, I could be myself on those days without too much thought. That's something I'm still working on now, all these years later, trying to find the right combination of niches I fit in, eyeing some with the same heaviness and uncertainty that I approached gym class with. There are days, though, that I come across things, or people, who give me that same sort of comfort as parachute day did. I used to let my mind wander, but that shouldn't surprise you. I let my mind wander as much as my eyes wander over you. It's a funny way to say it, but as we lay here, beneath the oversized blankets on this bed, this makes me feel like my most favorite of gym class days. Here, I know I'm safe, in the warmth of this room, curled in close to you as both my mind and hands wander. I can't help but feel at ease as I giggle softly into your ear, as you react to my exploration, my fingertips ghosting over your stomach before I move to your thighs. I don't need to feel your cock in my hand to know your arousal. I know if I keep this up, you'll need to do something about my impish little game. You groan, and I feel myself growing wet from your heat and your delicious sounds, the way you tense as I tease. You've been a good boy, lover, and as I move to pull myself upon you, teasing your head against the lips of my pussy, I want to update my memories of that favorite day. I take you in, sliding inch after inch, until I can feel you fill me, stretching my tight little cunt, whimpering as you bottom out within me and pull the blankets over the two of us. I've got nothing to hide, but in this half light of this makeshift parachute, I want to do more than imagine.